on Hale Farm, they have a what they call the sugar bush where they made maple syrup. And we had to tap the trees and hang a bucket on them, and there's a lid on the bucket to keep the rain out. Hale was sort of fussy about his trees. He wouldn't let you put but one bucket on the tree. And he made the syrup, gentlemen. He was there. He had a high stool. I don't know what happened to that high chair that was about 6 foot high. He gets set up in that and he'd oversee the whole operation. So you'd haul up, we had a big sled or something for the team of horses and pull it in when you got it full. And it had up in the back of the, they had a vat, I guess you'd call it. And we'd dump it into this vat and then it would go down inside into the, they had it like a table like this and they start down here in different sections and they'd run it in here and it siphoned from one to the other up to the end where they took it when he took it off. And then he'd have to tell how it had to meet certain specifications. It had to be 11 or 12 pounds a gallon or something like that. You know, the syrup was expensive then because you could get about $2.75 a gallon for it. And then he had parties there all the time on Saturday. They call them taffy parties or something. He'd make taffy and have all these people coming out. It was pretty good. It was interesting. It was hard work, but it was interesting.